If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. Recorded live from the front seat of my vehicle, you are in the passenger seat, I guess virtually anyways. So put your seatbelt on because we're going for a ride.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
How to worry less. This is a question I get often from people, and they don't always frame it as how to worry less. They will say, I don't know what to do. I just found out that my husband has a tumor and we won't know until this biopsy, the result of it. Or I don't know what to do because I am worried about this happening and that happening. The general theme is that they don't know what the outcome is going to be. There's uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, we have choice. Now, most people choose to worry. That's very natural, choosing to worry. We choose to worry because it feels like we're protecting ourselves, right? So if we can conjure up the worst possible scenario, well, then we won't be disappointed if the worst possible scenario happens. And for some reason, we feel like if we think about all the bad things that could happen, there's an element of control in that. Because the unexpected is something we can't control. But what I want you to know is it is incredibly draining and distracting to worry. And why is that a bad idea? Why is that something you want to avoid? Because in times of stress, whether it's financial stress, emotional stress, stress that you feel because you don't know what the potential outcome is, that's when you need to be most focused, most centered, and most on your game. It's when you need to be the most calm. There's nothing about worrying that makes you feel calm. It makes you feel anxious and stressed, and I don't have to tell you this, you know that. It brings up horrible emotions, and it distracts you. You cannot focus while you're worried. Those two things can't happen at the same time. So what do you do instead? And can you change this? 1,000% you can change it. I do tend to find, in fact, when I had my brain scan at the Amen Clinic, he was explaining to me like areas of your brain that tend to have more blood flow, which relates to worry. And frankly, I don't have as much blood flow in those areas, so I'm not as much of a natural worrier as some people can be. So a piece of this is genetic, sure, but like anything, there's your genetics and then there's what you do with it, how you engage it, how you trigger it. So that's good news. It means you can change this. You can change your habit of worry. But recognize that there are people who have taught you to worry. They're worry warts. The people around you who, you know, they wring their hands and they talk about all the potential pitfalls. And then you think to yourself, well, yeah, maybe I should be thinking about all these things too. But here's what I want you to ask yourself. When does worrying ever make the situation better? It never makes you feel better. It never helps you reach a solution. It never allows you to relax. And it distracts you. It's impossible to focus. So what do you do in place of worrying? First thing you have to do is accept that there is uncertainty, that you cannot control the outcome, no matter how much you worry about certain things. And then to remind yourself to stay calm and to use your energy on being resourceful, coming up with a potential solution. Unless, of course, you have no idea what the outcome is going to be, right? In which case, it's kind of pointless to come up with a potential solution when you don't even know what the problem is. Example, again, is the gal who reached out to me to say that she doesn't know what her husband's diagnosis might be. He's got a tumor. It could be benign. It could be any number of things. But to spend the next, whatever, week or 2 weeks, however long it takes for them to get their results, worrying and coming up with potential solutions will, number one, wreak havoc on everyone's health. Worry and stress creates a cortisol response in your body. That cortisol response, that fight or flight, is a really unhealthy state for us to stay in. We're meant to be in a high stress state for just very, very short periods of time. When I say short periods of time, like minutes, not days, not weeks. So to spend all that time being unhappy, because you can't worry and be happy at the same time, is going to diminish health. And I also believe, and this is just my own personal belief, that there's an element of laws of attraction involved here. So when we're worried about the worst possible negative outcome, that's what we're thinking about. It's what we're focused on. And that's what we tend to attract to us. When we believe that everything happens to us for a reason and that there's always good in it, which I know you know that, we tend to attract more good. Think about the worst possible thing that you've been through while you were in it. If somebody told you there's a silver lining in this, you just don't even want to hear that. You just kind of want to say, this really sucks, and I don't want to hear that there's a silver lining in this, because it feels like they're discounting your feelings or how painful it is. But inevitably, think about that moment again for you, or that period of time, or that experience. Inevitably, something positive did come out of it. There was good in that situation. It was a beautiful lesson. It was meant to happen. So that's the inevitable outcome. The inevitable outcome is that you will come to see that this was meant to happen for you, not to you, for you. So if you can kind of relax and stay calm, be patient, and remember that this is happening for me. It may be difficult in this moment, but it's going to work out in the end. That will help you to stay calm. The next strategy I want you to focus on is just following through on the next right step. Not worrying about what this is going to look like a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 6 months from now, or even 2 weeks from now when we get that diagnosis. But what is the next right step right now? What is the healthiest, happiest, calmest thing that I can do? How can I stay calm and think about what's right and make good decisions? Because when we worry, when we're anxious, when we're stressed, we act emotionally, which often means irrationally, and we make big decisions that are often too quick and based on emotion. So my recommendation is to just stay calm and keep asking yourself, what's the best thing for me to do right now? What is the one thing I should be focused on? And 90% of the time, it's just health and happiness, and recognizing that this is not going to kill you. This waiting period, this moment of uncertainty, is not going to kill you. You're going to survive it. No matter how hard it is, whatever it is you're going through, even not knowing the outcome isn't going to kill you. Even once you know the outcome, that doesn't mean it's going to kill you. So recognize that it was meant to happen for you. Stay calm. Stay patient. Focus on the positive. Focus on the lesson. Focus on what you're supposed to be receiving in this. Doesn't mean you have to love it. Doesn't mean you have to embrace it. Doesn't mean you have to say, oh, this is great, I'm so excited. It just means it doesn't do you any good to worry. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of The Chalene Show. I'm now parked at the gym. I don't usually record these first thing in the morning, but I was just thinking about how many people are paralyzed by their own worry and thought I needed to record this for you. So thank you for sharing this with a friend, especially if you have a friend who's a worrier, share this with them. And also, I want to thank you for double checking your phone and making sure that you're subscribed. Now, if you've got a friend who you think they need to listen to podcasts more often, do your friend a favor and steal their phone. Show them how to use any podcast app. And then show them how to subscribe to The Chalene Show. Because you know how it is when people don't know what a podcast is. They're like, wait, I don't understand. Where do I find? Just subscribe for them so they don't have to search weekly. I think that'll benefit all of us. I know it'll benefit me, and I really appreciate your help in helping your friends and sharing the word. YouAreTheBomb.com, and I'll talk to you soon.
This episode has been brought to you by The Smart Life Push Journal.
If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple-to-use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.